Let's get some more perspective on the climate crisis and more specifically that heat wave in China. Well, Eric Solheim was executive director of the UN's Environment Programme. He was also president of the Green Belt and Road Institute based in Beijing. He joins us from Oslo. Very welcome to the programme. So how serious could this become, do you think, for the thousands of communities who rely on rivers and irrigation for their livelihoods?
This is really serious. I mean, it's the worst heat wave in central China in 60 decades, and people in provinces like Sichuan and Jiangsu, and this is, of course, very heavily populated areas in central China, they're suffering directly from the heat. I mean, it's 40 degrees centigrade on many days. Added, it has major impact on agriculture, and it has a direct impact on the economy, because these provinces are heavily dependent on hydropower, and the water level in the rivers have come down substantially, so there is less hydropower, so people are forced to turn off air conditioning. And global companies like Toyota or the Apple suppliers have also been forced to stop their production for some days. Of course, it will come back, but it has a direct impact on people's lives and a long-term impact on the economy. So this is bad.
Well, indeed, how bad could that hit be on the Chinese economy?
Well, the Chinese economy is very strong, and of course, it's a high-tech economy which will for sure come back, so I'm not really worried with the long-term effect of this heat wave. But the Chinese experts themselves are very clear that China needs to face much bigger heat waves in the future. They will be longer, and they will be warmer. So China needs to prepare for more extreme weather, and of course, it needs to take its part in reducing the fear of climate. Last year, by the way, China had the most intense flooding in modern times in the Henan province, where the water which came down in just one day in the city of Changzhou was unprecedented. It was enormous.
And what is China trying to do then to solve these issues now and for the future?
The good news is, of course, that China is now the world leader in basically every single environment-friendly technology. Let's face it, 80% of all solar panels in the world last year were made in China, 80% of all hydropower, 80% of all offshore wind power was made in China, and 70% of all electric batteries are made in China, 50% of all electric cars are running on Chinese roads. And even if you buy an electric car from Europe or North America, the chance that the batteries from China is very high. So China has moved from being a very polluted place 10 years ago, I mean, we all remember the black skies in Beijing, to now being a nation which is cleaning up, which is taking environment, and which is taking the lead on all green technologies. And we in the West need really to get up early in the morning if we want to compete with the Chinese on green technologies.
OK, we'll leave it there. Eric Solheim, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.